Turn with me in your Bibles this evening to the book of Ezekiel. Again, we're getting real close to finishing up this 12th chapter. I think I'll be able to conclude this evening the thoughts that we have, and then next week we'll do a concluding thoughts or a somewhat of a review, recap over things that the important things that we've picked up from this 12th chapter. But tonight we want to continue the thought, the Word of God vindicated, or the Word of God proved to be true. We've looked at a couple thoughts, and one that it was proved to be true because it continued to be proclaimed. The word continued to be proclaimed. It wasn't just Ezekiel, it was Isaiah, it was Jeremiah, it was even in the book of Zephaniah, and others proclaimed it. And now Ezekiel is continuing to proclaim the word of the Lord. But it's also the second avenue of which it is proved to be true, is it's going to be proved to be true by its speedy fulfillment. Or we would say by the imminence of its fulfillment. The Lord here declares that His word would be fulfilled quickly. Look with me at verse 23. Tell them therefore, this is the Lord, Jehovah, speaking to Ezekiel. He said, tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, that is that proverb that, well, it's not coming to pass, or at least it's for a long ways off yet. It's not going to happen in our day and in our time. He says, I'm going to make that to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand. The days are near. The day is very near. It's going to happen in your time, is what he was saying. And the effect of every vision. Again, in verse 25. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. It shall be no more drawn out. It shall be no more delayed. In other words, it's at the door right now. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. In your days will I say the word and perform it, he says. Verse 28. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more. But the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. And this will be proof. Definitive proof that the word of the Lord is true. The days are at hand. The days are at hand. My word will not be prolonged. I will speak it, and it will come to pass in your days. He said. And the effect of every vision, he said. Every vision, every prophecy that Isaiah spoke, every prophecy that Jeremiah spoke, every prophecy that my men, the true prophets of God, have spoken, will be done. Every prophecy, every word, will come to pass. It will be done. Look at with me that got it in the book of Zephaniah. The book of Zephaniah. In chapter 1. And this is the word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, verse 1. The son of Cushai, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah. Remember Josiah? The good king? A good king? The son of Ammon? The grandson of what's his name? Begins with an M. Manasseh? No. Is it? Anyhow, the great grandson of Hezekiah. And the word of the Lord came to Zephaniah in the days of Josiah. And look what he said in verse 14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near. At hand back there in Ezekiel. Near. It is near and hasteth greatly. It hasteth. In other words, it's coming quickly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man, shall cry there bitterly. Well, how quick is quickly? Well, that's the Lord's business. But every man is to know that it's coming quickly. That's going to speak to us, too. That does speak to us. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel again in chapter 7. Remind you what was said here in Ezekiel 7 and verse 2. Also, thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, an end, the end is come upon four corners of the land. Look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God, all evil and only evil, behold, is come. An end is come. The end is come. It watcheth for thee. Behold, it is come. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come. The day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. The day of the Lord is come. It's near. It's here. Verse 10. Behold, the day, behold, it is come. The morning is gone forth. The rod hath blossomed. Pride hath budded. Violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of them, nor of their multitude, nor of any of their neither shall any shall there be wailing for them. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. So the seventh chapter, he said, the day has come. Well, I said, it's something for you and I to think about today. That the time has come. And if you're here or under the sound of my voice and you're not saved, the time has come. It's here. Look with me at the book of James. In the book of James, in chapter 5, and look with me here at verses 8 and 9. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The coming of the Lord draweth near. You that are saved, you be patient. Establish your hearts, for his coming is near. Near at hand. Grudge not one against another. Brethren. Hear that, brother? Grudge not one against another. Brethren. Lest ye be condemned. Not to condemnation. But you're going to hang your head in shame if you carrying that grudge when the Lord comes? It's near. You and I are to be living our lives every day in the awareness that the coming of the Lord is near. It's at hand. It could be this very hour. It could be before this night is over. That's what he says here. The judge standeth before the door. I mean, he stands before the door. He's getting ready to open the door. We need to be living our lives as though that's true. The word of the Lord is true. And it's going to be proved true. First Peter, the book of First Peter, chapter 4. Peter told those that were scattered abroad upon persecution, he said this in verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. The end of all things is near. It's at the door. Be ye therefore sober, of a sound mind. What is soundness? Well, if our minds are in the Word of God, that is soundness. That is sober. Our minds aren't to be filled with the things of the world. They're to be upon the Word of the Lord. And watch unto prayer. In other words, be living your life as though he's coming. He's coming now. And pray. Pray for it. Pray that you'll be found faithful at his coming. Pray that I'll be found faithful at his coming. And not as so many have departed from the faith. Turn with me to the book of Revelation now. Book of Revelation. chapter 22, verse 10. And he saith unto me, unto John, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Don't seal them. Why? For the time is at hand. The time is near. He didn't tell John as he told Daniel. Turn with me back to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 8. And look with me here at verse 26. And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. He told Daniel, he said, the vision that you're seeing is not going to be for many days. And it will last many days, but it's not going to be for many days. And look with me at the 12th chapter now. And look here at verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Look at verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. You see, he told Daniel to shut it up, shut them up, seal it. But seal it, they're sealed now till the time of the end. Well, in John's day, the Lord said, it's here. It's at hand. Don't seal them up. It's at hand. Look with me at the first chapter of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The time is near. The things written in Revelation, the thing, the vision that John saw, it's at hand. And it began to be at work from that very hour on. He didn't say it was completed. It would be completed right now. But he said it's at hand. And those things began to fall. Immediately. And so then he says in the 22nd chapter, he's just about done speaking. He says, don't seal up the book, the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Look at verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. In other words, there's no delay. What do you think when you read that? There's no delay. The Lord said that. What do you think? Sure. You think, well, that was, John wrote this in 100 AD, and here we are, 2021. Oh, he ain't coming quickly. You and I, and everyone since the words of that prophecy, to be living their lives as though he's coming this very day, this very moment. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And that is to be our prayer, he says. His word will be fulfilled completely. Isn't that what he said in verse 23 of our text of Ezekiel chapter 12? Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision, every word, every prophecy that they prophesied to you, is coming to pass. As we've gone through the book of Ezekiel, we've looked at and looked at things that mentioned things that have not yet been come to pass, and not complete, not even fulfilled concerning Israel. But the day's at hand. The day's at hand. The day is near. The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision, he says, every prophecy, every word, shall be completely fulfilled, shall be completely brought to pass. Let's read verses 23 through 28 again. Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision, false vision, empty visions, nor flattering divination, flattering prophecy. It's just the speaking of smooth things, because that's what the people wanted to hear within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are far off. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord. In Revelation chapter 22 and verses 18 and 19, thinking about those who prophesied falsely, those who spoke smooth things, it was false. It was false prophecy. Thinking about them in verse 18 of Revelation chapter 22. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto thee these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. What were they doing in Ezekiel's day? They were prophesying in Jeremiah's day and Ezekiel's day. They were saying, couple years, why the king of Babylon's going to be defeated, and we're going to be at peace, and everything's going to be good. That's what they were prophesying. We read it to you in the book of Jeremiah. That's adding to the word of the Lord. The Lord didn't say that. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in the book. I mean, they were taking away from the word of the Lord. They were prophesying, oh,
life for many days to come. It ain't going to be in our time.
That's adding to and taking away from the word of the Lord. And then the word of the Lord is proved true by putting to silence the false prophets. We noticed that in the reading of verses 23 through 28, and the fact that the word of the Lord was coming to pass, and it was going to cause the proverbs to cease, their false proverb that they had to cease. It was putting to silence the false prophets. The events that were drawing so near would confound these false prophets. They weren't expecting them. The people weren't expecting them. They weren't looking forward to them. These that had spoken smooth things, they spoke what the people wanted to hear. We'll get into it in the 13th chapter, but they had their own interest at heart. They were only concerned about padding their own pockets. Oh, we have those charlatans today, we call them. And they stand up under the pretense of being a man of God and proclaiming the word of the Lord, and what they're proclaiming is false. It's not what the Lord spoke. It's not the truth of His word. And they're speaking what the people want to hear in an effort to build themselves large congregations and pad their pocket. You see, the complete fulfillment of the vision of the true prophets of God would stop the mouths of the false prophets. One last passage of scripture to look at this evening before we close. The book of Isaiah, in the 55th chapter. In case any of us tend to be scoffers and say, it's been almost 2,000 years since Revelation was written, since the words were sealed, were not sealed, were since the words were last spoken, the last word from God. It came. It's been almost 2,000 years. And He said, behold, I come quickly. Where is His coming? Well, consider this. Verse 8 of the 55th chapter of Isaiah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, that which He has purposed. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. His word is coming to pass. And it just may be before this night is over that the Lord will come and get his people and take them home.